Good evening, welcome along to the Radio City Legends Monday night. I think John Aldridge has got pre-derby nerves. He's gone missing somewhere in the building, Graham Sharp.
He is.
Was that it? Yes. Oh, look at him. Yeah.
He doesn't look happy, does he?
No, he looks a bit nervous, doesn't he? Oh, he's walking like an old man as he comes into the studio. What a way to go into the derby. Both clubs with wins in the league behind them. Of course, Liverpool have got another game between now and the weekend. Everton can solely focus on it, but loads for you to talk about tonight. 01514720967. Hello, chaps.
Right,
you're right, John.
Yeah,
not like you to be late.
Fine. Nice one, yeah. Right on time.
Absolutely. Half six. Right, so 4720967. If you want to talk about anything in the next hour. We began the last show by saying that you weren't here because we thought you were going to be the new Republic manager.
Yeah. Was that right, was it?
Yeah, we thought you were in secret talks. But then we said you were too old for it all.
No, absolutely, mate. Yeah, too right, yeah.
What do you think of it?
Not surprised. Mm. Not surprised. The way they structured it, you know, Mick taking it for the next 2 years, and then obviously, you know, Kenny coming in then afterwards. So,
is that good for Mick? Mick's only 59, yeah, isn't he? When he's 61, he might go, oh, I want a couple more years here.
I think he's probably had no choice. That's the way it's been offered to him.
Mm. Right.
You know, on a ticket leaver basis. But we just lost our way big time. Mm. I couldn't even watch the last. I watched some of the last game at Denmark. It was so dire to watch. And hopefully this will be, you know, a new chapter where we can at least do something, because the last year and a half has been awful. Martin O'Neill's a good manager. You know, this happens and you lose your way. We haven't got great players. We haven't got, you know, in abundance, especially attacking wise. You know, but. New manager, new belief. Mm. Got to get them going, because I think there's a few fallouts as well, but between a few of them and the staff as well. So,
would you have taken it?
No, I'm too old now.
Too old? Ages, Mick.
Is he younger than me?
He's 59.
No.
59 years old, isn't he?
Serious?
Yeah,
I thought he was 62.
All right, I'll have a look. While we move on to Everton, then I'll find his age. 1-0 win over Cardiff at the weekend. Not nice to watch in the first half, was it?
Well, Everton tried to play. Cardiff, we knew what they were going to do. They just sat behind the ball. They had a lad up front who was a right back, Boy Patterson, had a Mick Quinn moustache. And he played him up front, and all he'd done was lump it forward. And to be fair, the boy, he won a couple of headers. But then he played for set pieces, throw-ins. We had a couple of chances, should have scored, and it would have made it easier for us, but we didn't. When we got the goal, 1-0, but they're still in it. You know, they're still in it. And as the minutes ticked away, you know, the pressure was building on us a little bit, and there were a couple of half chances for them coming from set pieces. But overall, we were the better team. Better team by far. People blame the international break and everything else. No, I thought it was a good performance. I thought the boy Gomez was outstanding again. You know, but just at that final third, the Richarlison debate again. You know, for me, again, struggled a little bit. Had a chance head on with a header he maybe should have done better with, but still doesn't look like an out-and-out nine for me, or a centre-forward. So whether they change that around for the derby and push him out on the left and then put a recognised centre-forward through the middle, we'll just have to wait and see. But listen, it was a 3 points. It was deserved, but hard fought at times.
I'm just going to share a bit of a conversation that we had with Chris McLaughlin, who's the editor of the Liverpool magazine. Now, he's just come in. He's done a derby preview with the two of you. So if you're heading to the derby this weekend, there's four pages of Aldo and Sharpie in there. But the one question he asked at the very end is, which player would you take from the opposition team? Which caught you off guard, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Let's face it, you both look shocked.
Yeah.
You just said Andre Gomez then, in terms of the quality at the moment. He's the outstanding Everton player at the moment, isn't he?
But it'll be interesting. He bossed it against Cardiff, but then again, you look at Liverpool's three that will be in there. Will they give him as much time as what? So it's different. But listen, the boy's a quality footballer, without a shadow of doubt. His touch, his ability, his passing. But this will be something that I won't say he's never had before, but the ferocity of a Merseyside derby will be something that, you know, he has to get used to, you know.
Will he sit, Charles Sharp?
He sits with Rissagi, the two of them.
Yeah, the two in front of the back four.
But he gets on the ball. He's a more...
But he's more adventurous.
Yeah, he'll pass it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of things on the telly.
Yeah, good ability, good pass of the ball. Yeah. So, be interested to see what happens there. But again, the players that have come in, Mina came in, did well again. Unit, Zuma was one that missed out. So listen, it's decent. They're coming into this a lot better than what they've done for a long time. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything, don't get me wrong. Mm. But I think from an attacking point of view, you talk about Liverpool's three, but I also think that if Richarlison plays in the left and Walcott plays in the right, we can cause Liverpool problems.
It'll be down the middle then.
It'll be
Tosin.
So it could be Tosin or Calvert-Lewin. Okay. But I think our front three, if you like, and our Sigurdsson behind Walcott and Richarlison, can cause Liverpool problems. Robertson likes to get forward.
Trent, yeah. See, the derby's already on your mind. And just to answer the question for the listeners, who would you choose out of the Liverpool side if you could take one player at the moment?
I couldn't. I just said to John, I couldn't. Obviously, the obvious one is one of the front three.
So Mo or Firmino?
Well, you lot have said to me Firmino's been rubbish this year.
You lot.
Well, have you lot have said they've been
That's
rubbish?
Been struggling. Yeah, he's struggling.
I think any of the front three you'd obviously have to pick. Right.
And John, who would you take out of the Everton side?
Again, I find it hard for anyone to fit in our side, obviously, because we're unbeaten and where we are. But you're looking at if one of them could come in and fit in the way we play, you know, it would probably maybe, not that I'd take him, but Sigurdsson. Because obviously I think the link-up play between our midfield and the front three hasn't been great this year. Shaqiri last few games has been ideal for it. You know, he's the one that's sort of looking for that pass into the front three or beyond them or balls into the box. Where the other two have been sitting more so, either Henderson or Wijnaldum was the weekend or other players, Fabinho or such. So I think that's the sort of area where, you know, if anyone, it would be him. But I'm happy with the team.
Absolutely. We'll get to the first caller in just a moment. Quickly on the Liverpool game against Watford. Mm. So John Moss was involved in two decisions. One being where he didn't give a penalty for Watford in the first half.
No wonder you're laughing.
Which Sharpie clearly thinks it
was. No wonder you're laughing.
And also the second was sending Jordan Henderson off. So what was it, a penalty, first of all?
No, not for me. I think it was a booking. The ball's gone there. He's on his backside before, you know, he's flying in the air, you know. It could have been, the way I seen it, and even Robinson said it himself, and he's a good, honest Scotsman, by the way, and you know that. Them Scotsmen are very honest.
He said he never met one before.
he said he should have been booked, and as soon as I seen it, I thought, and the ref, don't get me wrong, the referee could have given that. Some referees might have gave that.
Listen, he wouldn't have given that. Yeah, that referee in particular, by the way. He
gives us nothing, but Henderson sends it off, yeah. But I just want to know about this throwing at Everton.
No, but see
this throwing at Everton.
Thing.
Did you see it before the Everton goal? What the referee was doing there, by the way. You know the throwing when it come off. No. It should have been a Watford. It should have been a Cardiff throw.
Cardiff should have got back and defended properly.
I see. He's not saying nothing about the referees this week, are you, Sharpie?
No,
come on. Was he good? Was he?
He was garbage. I look at the Henderson thing.
It's daft in a bit.
But it is, and it's like, oh my. And did you see Fellaini's tackle?
Oh. That was shocking.
Well,
he should be banned for that. Well, that's a leg breaker.
I'm looking at the Henderson thing, and I'm thinking some of the things that go on and they don't get a yellow card. And then I look at Henderson's.
It's nothing, isn't it?
It was soft, but he knows he's getting one for it, doesn't he?
But anyway, it's daft. It's mad.
The first one is a little bit unlucky because the fellow was pulling his shirt first, so he's pulled the other fellow's shirt again, and he's got away, and then, you can see why he's. But then he's been a bit impetuous for the second one. He should know. But Sharpie's right, you know, it's. Then you see some other tackles, like the Fellaini one. That spot on that was horrendous, that.
Too much of a golf in these decisions.
Yeah, but it is. But there's a decision as well with the boy. I don't know if they showed you in match today, but I think it was a fullback for Cardiff challenged Jordan Pickford. Could have broke his neck, both of them. Like, ridiculous. I should have been sending off. And they gave him a yellow. But he didn't have a clue what to give the referee. I didn't have a clue.
Right, it's the Radio City Legends, 20-7. Let's take some of your calls, 0151 472 0967. We're going to start with the Reds after that win over Watford. First up is Andy. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hello, boys. You OK?
Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, you're OK?
Yep.
All right, mate, yeah.
Go on, Andy, what's your point tonight?
Well, it was just really just with regards to the weekend results against Watford. Mm-hmm. I mean, second half made a massive difference. It was quite patchy in the first half.
Yeah.
Watford have done quite well recently. But I think second half, I think they were starting to tire.
Mm.
We were stretching them a little bit. And I just think that, you know, the class kind of told later on, really. It was Salah played great. And it's just a shame. I just heard you earlier on about Jordan Henderson. And it was a bit of a stupid tackle, really. It was a bit of a shame because he was a dead starter for Sunday's game against Everton. So yeah. It was just I would have based the midfield around him on Sunday. Yeah. He's just perfect for that kind of game, and it's just now you're left with Fabinho and Milner and Wijnaldum, which are great. The only problem is a little bit too defensive sometimes, and there's just, you know, there's no link between the front three.
Yeah, that's
true. The only problem that I've got really with it.
Yeah, no, it's a fair comment. I think on Saturday, I think it'll just be a straight swap. Milner will come in. With Wijnaldum, and I think he's got to play Shaqiri. He's been our most consistent player of late, I think. With regards to Watford, you're right. I was talking to my son watching the game. He said they put so much into the first half. I thought they can't keep that up. They just can't. It's virtually impossible. And it did. It showed us. They did tire, and we took full advantage of it. You know.
I mean,
I'll tell you what's a bit ironic, Andy. You know, City, they look untouchable. Come on, we all saying that. But like, they until the last minute, they went to Man City, went to West Ham, winning 3-0. We went to Watford, who's a better side at the moment than West Ham. It shows on the table, points, and we won 3-0.
Yeah.
And people are still going on about Man City. I think that's quite ironic.
To be honest,
you know,
I spoke to the producer earlier, and I said to him, that I think we just need to ignore Man City because they're a given.
No, but it's just the way it is at the moment, you know. Because we've gone to Watford, and that's a really tricky place for anyone to go. We know that and come
it
away
is,
and cruised it 3-0. Don't you had one save to make the keeper, and you know the penalty episode. Perhaps other than that, they didn't really give nothing. We still aren't playing to the way we were last year, obviously. But what the manager's done, he's structured it in a manner where we're controlling games better. You know, so he's took away a little bit of flamboyance to safeguard us being caught out.
Well, we spoke on Thursday, and we said Stephen Warnock was in here, and we were speaking about it. And we both said it's going to be a tough game.
It's going to
be a tough game.
Yeah.
They're decent at home. They're physical as well. And then when the result came in 3-0, I'm thinking, wow, what a result that is. You didn't know much about the game because we hadn't obviously watched the game, but that's an impressive result with Watford. Yeah. Not many teams will go down there and win.
Absolutely, yeah. What you have to do with teams like that, and you know, I said it before the Belgrade, Red Star Belgrade game, physicality, second balls, you've got to fight them, you know, and we didn't in Belgrade. We got exactly what we deserved to get, nothing. Went to Watford, stood up against them, stood up to Troy Deeney, who's a handful. You know, the midfield lads got some powerful lads in midfield, you know, and the lads got amongst them. You know, they didn't shirk any responsibilities or tattles.
If
you invariably, you know, we were always told, you know, in our generation, you know, you match your opponent, you fight your opponent, you match him, the cream will come to the top. And invariably it does.
Yeah. And that's what it was. It was a bit of a physical battle later on, wasn't it? You know, it was. I think that's how we won. We won in our midfield, but sadly, you know, through Hendo and that. And Fabinho did all right coming on later on. You know, but it was a little bit of a battle. But I was quite impressed with them.
It's a
decent.
Great result.
Okay.
Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Good first caller. 4720967. 4720967. The most shocking news of the evening. Mick McCarthy is still 59 years old.
Is he? Yeah. I remember playing against him when he was at Man City.
He said he had long paper round, didn't he?
You tell him that.
You can't believe he's older than you, can you now?
That I'm older than him.
No, sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I thought Mick...
You're looking pretty good, aren't you?
I thought Mick was a little bit
older. I thought he was older.
It's probably the stress of dealing with Roy Keane in 2002.
Yeah,
the manager's pushed him over the edge, mightn't it?
I think it'll be interesting to see how he plays.
Yeah.
Because he had a reputation, like, and maybe going a little bit
Direct. Yeah.
And I know Martin O'Neill's been having a lot of criticism because of the way they play. It'll be interesting to see how he changes it.
But with the players that Republic of Ireland got, you can't sharpen them with all due respect to them. I think you've got to mix it up. Yeah. And that's why even when the Italian fella had it, Trapattoni, he mixed it up.
Yeah.
He was sold the way we played under Jack, which Jack done it an awful lot. Yeah. But, you know, you have to... You know, play it in that manner because we haven't got the players to play the Man City way or the Liverpool way or even the Everton way, you know, through the middle.
Great stuff. 7:15, Radio City Legends, John Aldridge, Graham Sharp. Got a point to make? Give us a ring. 4720967. 7:50. We've got John Aldridge, Graham Sharp. I'm Steve Hothersall. It's the Radio City Legends. You want to get in touch? 01514720967. Right, let's have a look back at how Everton performed at the weekend and ahead to their hopes for the derby. We'll take another call straight away. We've got Ryan on.
Hello,
who
guys.
Wants to touch on these things. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, hello, Ryan.
Evening.
Ryan, what's your thoughts? What do you want to focus on?
Well, we'll talk about the Cardiff game briefly. I mean, it wasn't a great spectacle, was it? But it just shows that Everton has learned how to win ugly. We've shown how we can dig our heels to get a result, but Cardiff really showed no ambition whatsoever. And I think if they're going to stay up, do you not think they need to, you know, try and get something from the game? And I think they just relied on their throw-in tactic, which is quite inventive of taking it as if it was a corner. But I think when we're playing a team like Cardiff, like a lower Premier League side, why don't we, you know, go for it and play two strikers, play two people up front and really put the pressure on them? Because I felt like, although we did play on the front foot and we had so much possession, we didn't really throw everything at them, if that made sense, until we really needed to.
Ryan, they come into the game with a game plan, and it doesn't matter if we played two up or whatever. I think what we did, we tried to get after them, and then for the whole we had a couple of chances, and maybe we should have done better. But I don't think the manager is going to change just because it's Cardiff. I think we all knew that Cardiff coming and the manager they've got, how he was going to play. I agree with you. If they're going to stay up, you'd expect them to do something different, but they can't do something different because they haven't got the players. And the prime example of that is the guy who's playing up front for them, Patterson, who's Scottish, is a right back, and he's playing up front. So what does that tell you? You're thinking, well, if I was a centre forward at Cardiff and I wasn't getting a game and they was playing a right back there, I'm thinking, wow. But the only way they play him right back is because he can win a few flick-ons and decent in the air. Now, that tells you an awful lot about, you know, Cardiff and the way they're set up. I spoke to people before the game who'd obviously watched them a couple of times this season, and they weren't like complimentary, put it that way. And I just think that's the way they are. That's the manager they've got. If they see up, it'll be a miracle, and he'll take the plaudits. But no, I thought they were off. I don't think we had to change. I thought we deserved to win the game. But as you quite rightly said, if you don't kill them off, there's always a chance to score from a set piece.
Yeah, I was extremely nervous going into the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm quite a cynical blue. I think that's what happens when you've not had much success for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt, you know, it's Everton. Cardiff are going to score off that throw. And I think right at the death, Mina missed a couple of headers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, you know, holding on for our lives. But yeah, we definitely deserve to win.
Yeah,
I just think moving forward when we play those teams at home, could we go with another striker? Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like we needed a Drissa Garner game to play. Maybe we could have played Sigurdsson and Gomez in a deeper role and played Cenk up front. I think that's an option.
Mm.
It might sound daft, but when you're playing a team that really, they were so limited, we could have really gone for it and killed them off.
But what happens there as well, Ryan, if you, even though you play two up, they're still camped in there, and then you're getting less space because you've got somebody else in there. You know, so sometimes I think it's hard. I thought we looked at maybe the manager changing it to three centre-backs, you know, and maybe getting wing-backs. But he didn't, because he's quite happy with what he's got at the moment. He's got quite a settled team. I agree with you in an extent where I don't think, you know, Cenk hasn't had a run of games. I would prefer to see somebody who's used to that position week in, week out, playing in that position. I think Richarlison has come in, and don't get me wrong, has done quite well. But for me, I prefer to see him on one of the wings. So he may well change he may well change it against Liverpool. I would doubt it. I think I would be surprised if he goes with the same again, because what he's gone with, I've got results for him.
He's got to change it. I mean, I mean, he's done some interviews where he's talked about possibly playing three at the back, mm-hmm. and now he's got three really good centre backs mm-hmm. at the moment, so he could do that, but that creates a question mark over Sigurdsson, and I think he's obviously been our best player this season, or if not, you know, one of the top three players. Mm-hmm. So,
Ryan, you're right there, and I agree with you, Sigurdsson. I would be a little bit averse to playing three centre backs at Liverpool. I think if you play three centre backs at Liverpool, I think Michael Keane gets exposed to the pace of you know, Sane or whoever, or Salah. I think he could get exposed in areas where he's going to get punished. On the right hand side, you play Mina, and in the left, you probably play Zoom in the centre and Michael on the right. And I just think it would maybe leave him a little bit exposed. I think he's happy being in a four at the moment, where they've been compact. I'd be surprised.
You'd have to play five at the back. You could get Coleman and Dania. And then if one goes forward, you have to keep a four, solid four, because otherwise there'd be too much space for us to exploit it down the wings, wouldn't it?
Yeah. How much is psychology going to come into effect for the weekend? Obviously, Everton had a pretty dismal record against Liverpool, haven't they? And I think I saw something from Seamus Coleman saying the last win was when he made his debut back in 2010. How much do you reckon it affects this match?
I'm a pessimist, you know. No. I always think a lot of averages and all
count.
That.
If you were a player and you'd lost...
Everton, no, they'd be going there. It's quite daunting if you look at the stats, you know, and you know, the last time they won, so on and so forth.
And do they look at the stats?
I don't think you do.
They're aware of them.
I don't think you do. Not just that, John, I think you're right, but I think that it's a new team. Mm. It's a new team.
So plenty have not been involved in derbies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they don't have to look back and say we haven't won over there. So you've got Pickford has been involved in a few last season. You've got the boy Dania, Mina, Gomez, Bernard, Richarlison. They haven't been involved in all the things. So that's the first time.
So it's unless people are just telling them constantly, isn't it?
It'd be how they handle the atmosphere. If it's red hot. You know, the atmosphere, which, you know, it'll be a good atmosphere from both ends of the ground. If it's red, just see how they can handle it, maybe.
Would you make any massive changes, Ryan?
I mean, I'm really nervous going into the derby. I kind of write it off, but I think Liverpool this season, I don't actually think they played as well as their league position would suggest. I mean, most of my friends are Liverpool fans, and they're saying, you know, we've not been good enough, we're grinding out results. In terms of changes, I think I'd probably just bring Luckman in for Bernard because I don't think you can justify his inclusion after the last four games. I don't think he's registered a goal or an assist, so I think you've got to play Luckman.
That's the one change you'd make.
Fair point.
Ryan, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Ryan. We're going to
move on. So Liverpool, they have to make an enforced change because Henderson isn't available.
It's just Milner, come in.
Milner straight in? Yeah. You think Shaqiri still plays, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And Everton maybe just want you. What do you think of Theo Walcott's performance at the weekend? Is he integral to that side?
Yes, I think it is because he's pace. It will give us an outlet. Did he play particularly well? He made the goal. In and out. Flitted in and out. But I think it's hard to change the team that has done well. I thought he might have changed Bernard on Saturday and put in Lookman maybe. But again, they've gone to Chelsea and got a result, so he's kept the same team. Yeah. You know, so fair play. So they've got a result against Cardiff. I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps the same team.
Yeah. Right, let's take another caller. I think we've got Steve, who's in Walton next. Evening, Steve.
No, we haven't.
Steve! Oh, I tell you what, I've got on the wrong button here. Let me just change
again.
Things. Yeah, again. What do you mean again?
The
there we go.
Anymore.
Right, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Save my bacon. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, obviously, I just want to talk to the lads about the first half of the Watford game. Well, yeah. John in particular.
Well,
the formation just didn't work, John, did it?
No, first half. I don't know.
I was just found myself really frustrated when I seen Firmino picking up the ball where the defensive midfielder would pick it up.
Well, do you know, it's funny, the one thing what he did, we talked about this for last month, he keeps on coming deeper and deeper and deeper. He nearly cost us a goal. The goalie threw it out to him. He's further back than Van Dijk, and he got cut out, and they should have really scored, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Remember that? He shouldn't even be there, yeah. Go on, go on.
I mean, yeah, it was just extremely frustrating just seeing him picking up the ball there. I know he scored the goal in the second half, was a massive improvement. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we're trying to accommodate Shaqiri in that position, and we're kind of forgetting why we were so successful last year. And I know Shaqiri's playing so well, and if that's the case, then maybe we should just rotate the front four in an effect that like Shaqiri should take one of the wide men positions and keep just the midfielder to just, you know, three basic, you know. They're obviously more than workhorses, but they hound the ball back, they press high, and we get back to what we were really good at, but then rotate Shaqiri in with Mane, Salah and Firmino.
So you're saying playing him in one of the front three positions?
Yeah.
I think that's an option that he's got anyway, you know. But he's, for me, you know, up till the weekend, I thought, you know, Bobby Firmino's been struggling all season. You know, he got a goal. He didn't play particularly well. Up to the second half, he was better. You know, he got the goal. Hopefully, that'll give him confidence. But and the manager's showing great belief in him, playing him, playing him, and playing him. But, I can see your point. Yeah, but I think what he does do from that position, and it's like. It's like the right side of midfield. It's like half winger, half midfield player. He just hogs that position there. But when he does get the ball, he's the one that looks to get the balls into the front men or in behind, you know, for them to run onto, or he'll whip a ball into the box, you know.
He has been creative.
Yeah, he has been. He's been really creative. Yeah, he's been.
And I think he deserves his place in the derby as well. And,
yeah, you know, absolutely.
I just don't know how we can drop Firmino, though, because he is an important cog.
Well, he won't at the weekend, though. He won't. He'll play the front three, and then I think Milner will come in for Henderson, Wijnaldum, and Shaqiri will play. I'm pretty sure about that he'll do that, and the rest goes.
What's your score prediction, John?
I think we'll sneak it. You know, confident with our own form and the way we've gone. Going down for a betting, I'd say 2-1, you know, something like that. It will be close. You know,
I don't know.
We haven't
conceded over one goal in. I can't remember last time we conceded over one at Anfield. I know we've been unbeaten there for about 18, 19 months now. Mm. But I don't think we've conceded two. And I don't know what the stat is for two. But
well, PSG, we conceded a couple.
What's he going to do in PSG in terms of team wise?
Yeah, Henderson will play now that he's out of the weekend. Right, yeah. You know, so he'll play.
Milner
might play. Milner in. He might
see what he does.
You see, it's massive. It's massive, this PSG game, isn't it? Futurist. Liverpool on a precipice, really.
He could go. Henderson will play. He could go Wijnaldum and Milner. He might go a strong three in there. Save Shaqiri for the weekend. And then the front three will probably play. I guess that will be the. And then obviously if Gomez is fit, he might bring him back in.
I think it'll be a 4-1. I think.
For PSG? For PSG?
No, Everton, mate.
No, you're dreaming to get off that whiskey.
Oh, mate.
Sharpie, what's your prediction?
4-1 Everton.
He's got a great laugh. He's got one of those dirty laughs.
Steve, thank you very much indeed.
Who's that?
Is that you? Are you ringing?
No,
one of you?
No, I don't know.
In the studio. John's got a new phone. He doesn't know his ringtone now yet.
No, it is. I'll tell you, my phone jacked in on my iPhone today, and I've got one of these just 24-hour phones, and it was just going off then. So.
That's like a phone that you buy a very young child, isn't it?
That is, it's a Mickey Mouse
like
one.
The original Nokia, isn't it?
You said you preferred that one to your iPhone. It's easier to
look. Imagine the size of that compared to the other one.
How'd you get your fingers on the buttons?
Oh dear me! I've got to find out who's phoned me now. It's Mick McCarthy. Yeah.
Just hang on. We're going to go to a break. We'll do pens in a moment or two. Our quiz and take some more calls. 0151 472 0967. John Aldridge and Graham Sharp with the Radio City legend. 7:07. There is some football tonight. Actually, Burnley against Newcastle.
All right,
myself and Sharpie were talking before, saying, "Oh, I didn't think there was a game on," but that's a proper basement battle as it currently stands, isn't it?
Surprising at Burnley. How they've struggled. They were excellent last year. They're down near the bottom.
Don't you think, with all them games they played in June, July or whatever, the Europa, it's knocked them for six. Mm. It really has, because they handled it last year better. And I just think it's threw them off the scent somewhere.
Yeah, struggling big time. Yeah.
If you're 13th at the table at the moment, so West Ham, they've got 12 points. The bottom club, Fulham, have 8 points.
Good result for Fulham.
That's how tight it all is down there at the moment, isn't it?
Great result for Ranieri. Great result.
Absolutely. What a change he's made. Right, let's do a bit of pens. Don't worry, Stephen Warnock couldn't manage it either.
Did he beat Steve Warnock as well?
Yeah.
You're untouchable, Sharpie.
13-2.
Oh, come on. 13-2. I've been off that many times. It's gone. It can't be 13-2.
I have to say, let me tell you, he got quite possibly the hardest question. Name Liverpool, Watford was 3-3, no. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, name the three Watford
name
scorers
three
from
Watford
last
scorers.
Season.
Oh, didn't you know that?
I don't think anyone did. All right, let's kick another one off. Who wants to go?
I'll let John go first.
Go on.
Go on, mate. Yeah,
Dive in.
I'll go. Let's three goals of the weekend, I'll go number three.
Excellent. You might like this one. Okay. Phil Mickelson claimed the $9 million winner takes all prize in the dramatic duel with Tiger Woods at the weekend. Did you watch it, boys?
Watched it.
Yeah. Did you not see it?
No, I didn't see it. No.
It was interesting, to say the least. How many major titles do the two golfers hold between them? You can be within three. No, it's quite tough. How many major titles do the two golfers hold between them? And if you get within three, you can have it.
No, you can get within two. Three's stupid.
It's harder.
Don't you rewrite the rules.
Yeah, it's two.
I would have a guess.
Within okay. three?
That's 17.
You think it's 17?
Yeah, it's just a guess.
What do you reckon, right or wrong, Sharpie?
I think he's spot on.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
19, so he only just got there, didn't he?
See, even with two, see?
What number was that?
That was three. Sharpie?
Five.
Number five. Liverpool's win at Watford was their 16th league match since they conceded two goals, making this their longest run without conceding at least twice in the Premier League era. Who was the last team to score two against Liverpool in the league? What do we think, Sharpie? Who was the last team to score...
Can I get three yeses?
Do you want me to put the clock on for you or not?
No, yeah,
do you want some time? I'll put the clock on.
No, hold on. It's just going to be a guess. It's all right. Scored two against Liverpool.
Yeah.
I would say City.
Absolutely no idea.
John?
I can't think.
Very surprising. West Brom?
West Brom.
The last to score two against Liverpool in the league.
Wow.
There you go. John, where do you want to go? By the way, producer Christian, you've not loaded in our mystery voice here. I've just noticed it on here. He's left something out of our logs, so he might just need to come up round his
computer.
Number two. The 2018 Formula One season finished with another Lewis Hamilton win. How many wins did he have throughout the course of the season? So how many wins did Lewis Hamilton have throughout the course?
Can have it within three.
Within five.
Can have it within eight. do you want to go? I'll put that on for you.
Eight.
What do you think?
Oh, good guess.
You'd have gone for eight, would
I'd
you?
Have nine. I'd have went nine.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
It was 11, actually.
11?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, just one right so far. Sharpie?
Six.
Number six. We're loading up the mystery voice. Here we go. Let me move it into position. Right, here we go. Name this mystery voice. There is a reason why he is today's mystery voice. Are you ready?
We might have a chance. That's so difficult, but...
Right, here we go. Another time.
We might have a chance. That's so difficult, but...
It was his birthday yesterday. Go on, Sharpie.
He was 18.
What do you think? No?
Nicky Steen. It's not.
Oh, dear
me! Spanish guy. Who is it?
What do you think?
It sounds like Xabi Alonso.
It is, it's Xabi.
Xabi Alonso.
Xabi's birthday yesterday.
No.
Happy birthday to him. I think he's 37. 37, yeah. Sharpie, you've not got one right. This hasn't happened for a while, has it? John, two left to choose from. Number one is still there. Or number four. What are you going for?
Oh, number four. So go for four. Could be number four.
What is it?
Number four.
Why do you think there's an ulterior motive to everything?
Go for
I've got to go number four then.
No, you chose that, not me.
Yeah, go on, it's a Liverpool one.
No, it's not. Name the song and the artist.
Oh, he's good. He's won it.
Right, he'll like this.
I don't like cricket.
Oh.
Right, song and artist.
I don't like cricket.
Yeah, Manchester Group, obviously.
Yeah.
I know them well. I've
definitely
got
your generation.
I've got it. Dreadnought Holiday.
Yeah,
who
sang it?
What?
Who sang it?
Dreadlock Holiday, absolutely. Who sang it?
I know he.
Who?
I've gone blank in me, and I know it. Hold on, I've got to go.
Dreadlock Holiday and...
Come on, it's Undertones.
Come on. It's all right. I can't get out. That's crazy. You can't think of anything.
Listen, do you want me to tell you?
What's it begin with? Just give me...
It's number 10.
10?
CC.
Do you know what?
John, you can't have it.
I can't believe.
You can't have it. It goes back to playing sharp.
I'm really embarrassed. I swear to God,
that was like
I'm
missing
so
an open just goal.
That's like, you know...
Sharpie number one.
My brain's gone.
I need this.
To take it to sudden death. Jamie Vardy scored another penalty for Leicester City in their draw at Brighton on Saturday. It means he's now scored 12 of his last 14 spot kicks, which is pretty good.
Who did he miss against?
What?
Who did he miss the other two?
What player has the best conversion rate from the penalty spot in Premier League history?
Premier League history?
Yeah. You'll know that. There you go. So which player... I love the way these two think they know each other's. Which player has the best conversion rate from the penalty spot in the history of the Premier League?
I do know that one.
Do you?
Yeah. Tit Letessi.
Hello.
Who did you think it was, John?
I thought it was Letessi.
No, apparently it's Yaya Toure. 100% conversion rate from the penalty spot.
I've never heard that one. I thought it was all day long, yeah.
But it's victory for John.
Yes, that's 4-3 now.
Yeah.
The Derby scoreline. Oh, boys, you never cease to disappoint.
10cc, I can't believe I've never got that. You know.
Have you got that on your phone? Oh, no, your phone doesn't take any songs, does it?
Both the album and everything. That's crazy, that. I'm worried about myself now.
Right, let's talk about Liverpool. Let's go back to the phone lines. Radio City legends. Let's talk with Tony, who's waiting on the line patiently. Hello, Tony.
All right, John. All right,
Tony. Hi, mate.
Just a couple of points, John. I think the key to the win on Saturday was with Firmino coming back to form. But the signs of him coming back to his best day. I think when he plays well, John, I think the team does, and especially the front feet.
His
hunting down and his pressing, and it was back to its best on Saturday, and I think that's why, you know, second half he was well the better team down to him, really.
I thought first half he struggled, you know, but second half it opened up a little bit more. His movement was better, you know, and he got the goal, you know, which hopefully will help him go forward. But you're all right, so, because, you know, when he's at it, you know, he creates so much for the other players, you know, the Mane and Salah in particular, you know, but he's coming far too deep this season. And I think sometimes, because things haven't been going his way, you know, up top, he's coming on top of the midfield and even defence the weekend where he nearly got in trouble, as I said before. Van Dijk should be telling him to get away, just leave, don't clog up his space or the midfield. Go into the areas where you're dragging the defenders out. You don't want the midfield being dragged out. But he is, you know, when he does play well, the other two, you know, notably, get a lot more chances.
I think I'm coming deep though, John. That's down to not having an attacking midfielder. I think the link between the midfield and the forwards is not there. This hasn't been there this season. We're crying out for someone like Coutinho, only if he was still there now.
Yeah, but he's coming on top of your midfield, and even between the midfield and the defence, you don't want him in there. You just don't want him in there because other players can do that job. You know, your midfield players can do that job. He's best shifting the centre-halves, playing off the shoulders, even coming in, into them areas, getting on the ball and flicking it around. But for some reason, he's been really niggardly with the way he's been giving the ball away. You know, his confidence has gone and, you know, he's coming deep to get on the ball and just get a feel of it where he shouldn't be coming into them areas. You know, his confidence has been low. It's there for everyone to be seen.
Is that because he stopped pressing high?
I don't know, but it's because that obviously we haven't been doing that as much. Yeah. And I think that what he's been doing, Klopp, for me, he's been protecting the game plan. Because when we were doing that last year, we run out of energy a little bit. That's when teams started to make inroads in us. We're a little bit more cautious now and doing things a different way. It's not been pleasant on the eyes half the time, but with the league's concerned, it works, Sharpie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, have you been frustrated with watching some of the games, so?
Yeah, Johnny, I've considering what we were last season.
to be honest with you, I mean, there's only a couple of games where I thought we played well. PSG at home, thought we'd done all right against City at home, but the other games have been a little bit scrappy. And but like you said, you know, you've got to be, you know, United have done it for years, won titles like that. So you know, why not do it? You can't press and run like we do every week and win a league. They're not fit enough. The squad's not big enough at the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, City, you've got, you know, they've got like for like every man. We haven't, and that's the difference at the minute. I just think if we can keep up there with them, John, 2-3 points behind January, I think we need to buy 2-3 players to have any chance of competing with them. Definitely another striker, because if one of them get injured, we'll be in big trouble. If one of the front three.
It's funny because we were talking about that off air before in the studio here, and I said the same. You know, there's a couple of three players that you can offload actually to get. You wouldn't get two or three, but go and get one player who can make the difference. You know, up top, or you know, from a midfield, that getting involved up there, that type of player. But hey, it's easier said than done.
Sharpie, do you think he's up after the bus on Sunday?
No, he won't. I don't think he plays like that.
No, he doesn't.
You just go with what he's done, and probably the same formation. Certainly, be more from an Everton's point of view. The fans will at least go and see the team have a go. Listen, some people say, have a go, you leave yourself exposed. But I think it'll be end-to-end. I don't think it's a case of a partner bus, certainly not under the likes of Allardyce.
You'll have a plan.
At least.
You know, it's known when you're playing against Liverpool, hey, you can't go toe-to-toe. You know, even City showed us the greatest of compliments this year. They came and just defended, you know, and done it really, really well. Everton will have a plan. You know, obviously they've got to defend first and foremost when you've got the players what we've got up top. But then when you break, you've got to break with conviction, haven't you?
I think Silva demonstrated his mentality, didn't he, at Old Trafford, basically.
Well, not just here, Steve. I think at Arsenal away, okay, they lost the game. Again, the first decision of the referee. But and then United ran them close, should probably have got something from that. Then Chelsea, you know, where it wasn't just back to the wall against Chelsea, we had chances ourselves and hit them on the break as well. So what they've got this year, they've got more pace and forward-thinking players than they've had in a long time, and a more forward-thinking manager than we've had in a long time.
All right, who should they use? Tony, thank you very much indeed for your call. Let's finish with Phil, who wants to talk about that team selection. Evening, Phil.
Hello, lads. You all right?
Hello, Phil.
Yeah, it's a half worry, Sharpie, aren't you, about this derby at the weekend? let's get it right. We're going into the derby with a different frame of mind than we've been in the last few years.
Yeah.
More attacking, more flair, better players, you know, they're worried, not us, mate. Mm. I mean, it's a great place, 4-1 the draw, 8-1 the win for Everton.
8-1?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going for Everton on that.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, I didn't want you ever done
that's crazy though, isn't it? It's crazy that, you know, to think about 8-1.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just wanted to touch, Sharp, I want to talk about grassroots briefly in a minute, but I just wanted to talk, and I said it the other week about playing Walcott through the middle.
Yeah.
But Luckman has got to be given a chance.
Yeah, did well when he came on.
I said, give the lad a few games, or put him out on loan or something, not going to use him.
Mm.
What do you think? What do you think up front for the weekend?
Walcott through the middle? I'm not sure. Phil, I'm one of those. I think it's a specialised position. You've got to be able to play it. And I think if you're putting Walcott up there, yeah, people have said, oh, he played up there a few times for Arsenal and he did okay. But it wasn't his specialised position. I think the boy Richarlison playing through the middle isn't his specialised position. I think you need somebody who knows that position. And I think, okay, if that's the case, and what you're going to do, you're going to play Tosin or Calvert-Lewin. That's only two options. And obviously, Nias is right out the picture now. But they're the two options. So I think if he's going to change it, I think he's going to play one of them. And out of the two of them, I would probably say he'll play Calvert-Lewin because he's got more pace than Tosin and he's probably better in the air than Tosin. So I think you need a recognised number nine, if you like, or a centre forward, call it a striker, call it what you want. I just think at this moment in time, we're using Richarlison, and I don't think we're seeing the best of him in that position.
No, I agree with you. And for me, Tolson's had his chance, and you know, he's a squad player.
Mm.
I think you've got to give Calvert-Lewin a chance, I've said it before, and you know, especially against Liverpool, he got a penalty last time.
Yeah. Blatant penalty as well, it was.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Should have got an Oscar.
Yeah.
Just talking on grassroots footy, lads, and this is for you as well, John. You're a Liverpool lad, and I'm involved with football as well.
Yeah.
I'm a bit disappointed in Everton and Liverpool and other teams around the country not putting some sort of tax on transfers to put at least £100,000 a transfer back into grassroots football.
Yeah.
And also this, I mean, I was appalled the other day when I seen that Scudamore and the league saying the clubs want to give £250,000 for a bit of a send-off payoff for them. Hasn't it been on extortion?
It's madness.
Anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on. Spot on. Absolute spot on.
Well, we discussed this the other night with Stephen. Actually, the Liverpool fans at Watford at the weekend had some great big banners out, basically pointing the finger at Scudamore and saying this is a disgrace. So.
Listen, Scudamore for the clubs has done well. But what I'm saying is, I mean, we talk about it, and I agree with you. I think it's wrong. He was probably getting a really high salary anyway. But you're not telling me, Phil, that in this day and age, with the money that clubs are getting through the Premier League, through television rights, everything else, that money they can't have an offering to the grassroots football.
Absolutely.
See, every team in the Premier League should give half a million quid to the...
That's a tax. What you're saying is like a tax. You should be able to do that somewhere down the road. It might happen down the future. The sooner, the better. Because, you know, I think there's been a little bit of spent and some... Lot better grounds in and around Liverpool now. The Simpsons ground by us, for instance, you know, it's great what they've done there. And there's some other ones, you know, but there's not enough. There's still not enough.
There's not enough Barnum Drive.
Absolutely.
Three pitches there. They could be 4G pitches.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're the guys who are ultimately putting the money back in the clubs by going to the game and buying the merchandise.
Yeah.
So, you know, give a little bit back. But going back to the derby briefly, I don't think there's a scouser in either team, is there, for the weekend?
Well, Trent.
Trent.
Yeah, that's
he could be the only one, depending on Davis, yeah.
Good points, Phil. We've got to leave it there.
All right, Phil.
Cheers,
thank you very much indeed.
Cheers. See you.
So one game at a time, Liverpool have got PSG.
Yeah. PSG looking forward to it. It's going to be a tough game.
They're playing in all white, aren't they?
Yeah, playing the waist strip, that's very much a psychological thing why they're doing that. Liverpool playing all in red, but hey, Liverpool got it. The last two away games have been woeful in that cup, so hopefully we can do a lot better on Wednesday.
And you can spend the week looking ahead to the derby, Sharpie.
No, I'll look forward to the game on Wednesday.
And
PSG. What, are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I've got my scarf on.
And your golf.
And my golf, Listen, you said before, Steve, very quickly, it's a big game Wednesday night for Liverpool. It is. I think the two main players for PSG are back, but I still think Liverpool play anything like they'll beat them as well.
Yeah.
Boys, thank you very much indeed. They'll return on Thursday night to preview the derby to an even greater extent. It's the Radio City Legends, and we are back on Thursday night. I'll catch you tomorrow morning on Radio City Talk.